Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Today, our message is the story about money, hypocrisy, and religion. Three dynamite explosives. I call them explosives because each one of them could explode and make a difference in many, many arenas, political, financial, economical, all kinds of ways. Religion, amen. But the Bible says, the love of money is the root of all evil. I don't know if you ever watch, those programs where they talk about people who were killed many years ago or recently. And, I noticed something about that program that a lot of people kill their family members for money. Children, relatives, people who work for them. A lot of deaths like that are because of money. That is how I think, like the Bible said, in the last days, people will be not really having love for one another. But instead, they love money, they love power, they love many other things. Instead of what God has ordained for us. So we're reading now chapter Matthew 23. And again, yesterday was about the Pharisees, and Jesus is still talking about the Pharisees in Matthew 22, 23. And so we're following that tract because there's whatever he said is important because he doesn't want us to really focus on money, on things that is temporal. You cannot even take a coin with you to heaven, not one coin. You can't buy your way into heaven. And there's no structure of who's the greatest and who's the non-greatest. God's kingdom is different than our kingdom. But we do have to live in this world, and we do need to pay our bills, and we do need to eat, and we need to have our needs met, our physical needs met. So money is obviously a big thing, but it doesn't have to grip your heart and motivate you in ways that is not beneficial. Matthew 23, woe to you, Pharisees. And you other religious leaders, he's talking about, any religious leader, you're hypocrites, he said, for you won't let the others enter the kingdom of heaven, and you won't go in yourselves, interested in going to heaven. They're interested in doing a business and making money off of the people. I'm not saying that's happening today. This is 2,000 years ago. This is what Jesus was talking about. Okay. And you pretend to be holy with all your long public prayers in the streets while you are evicting widows from their homes. Hypocrites. Yes, woe upon you hypocrites, for you go to all lengths to make one convert and then turn him into twice the son of hell that you are yourself. Your blind guides. And woe upon you. You know what I heard recently? That one of the the most powerful entity is the church. The Catholic Church over there in the, where they have their own country, actually. The sea, they have their own city, they have their own government, their own banks and everything. And I was reading in the book, I think it was in Revelation, talking about how one day that city is going to be destroyed in 1 hour. And it said after that, that because they sold many things to all the merchants of the world. I don't know anything about the, you know, that their what they do there or how powerful it is. I did know that they have a bank of their own or whatever, but I never saw it in the light of the Word of God. But you know what? God is a just God. And he will see that everybody will be compensated according to what we do for him, what we do for Jesus. Okay. It says, for you go to all lengths to make one convert and then turn him into twice the son of hell that you are yourself. You are a blind guy, and woe unto you. Why is he so angry about that? It's probably because he's not, they're not reflecting what Jesus came. He never owned a church. He didn't have any money. He didn't have any home. He didn't have a donkey. He didn't have anything. He came as a poor man. But he was a rich man, and he fooled everybody because he was the king, not a king. He is the king, and one day he will rule in Jerusalem for 1,000 years, and every single king or president of any country is going to have to go there. In Israel, that's where he's going to rule for 1,000 years, and every king will have to bow their knee to him. Why? He died for all of us, every single human being. And he came to represent God in the flesh so people would have a guide to follow. And he is a guide. I don't know anybody that ever said that they didn't get something from him that was not beneficial to their life. And I know I have. All right, for your rule is that to swear by God's temple means nothing. You cannot break that oath, but to swear by the gold in the temple is binding. They were asking people to swear on the money rather than swear God, on God, what God is, you know, if they're telling the truth or not. Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And you say that to take an oath by the altar can be broken, but to swear by the gifts on the altar is binding? Blind. He really threw an arrow at them. For which is greater, the gift on the altar or the altar itself that sanctifies the gift? When you swear by the altar, you are swearing by it and everything on it. And when you swear by the temple, you are swearing by it and by God who lives in it. And when you swear by the heavens, you are swearing by the throne of God and by God himself. That was Jesus' reply. Now you understand why they wanted to kill him? He could see right through what was going on. And he didn't like it. Because he knows the Father. And he knows what he's capable of. And he knows that saving people Not everybody. I'm not saying everybody. No, I'm not against any preacher or anything. I love the preachers. I love the pastors. I love the church. But this is what Jesus said at 2,000 years ago. Is this still happening in this world? Probably. Probably we hear sometimes many stories in the internet and in the paper and in the news about, you know, people taking advantage of other people and misusing other people. And that's an everyday thing now, it seems to be. Friends, the love of money is the root of all evil. If you watch that program, the one that they have about talking about who committed murder and all of that, you will see that. Start taking a note of who, why are they killing people? Killing their parents, killing their neighbors, killing people that who they knew for money many times. 1 Timothy 6:10 until 11 says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee from these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness." Friends, whatever is stored in the heart, it will come out of people's mouths. And if you pay attention long enough, you will get to see things and understand God's ways. If you're reading the Word of God, if you know the Word of God, and if you know Jesus, you will, the Holy Spirit will talk to you many times. But we need to follow after God and righteousness. For example, in our country, how can anybody find that having an abortion is not killing a child? How can they not, they believe that? How can they, when that is a little human being? And they're not satisfied with that anymore. Now they're saving the little embryos and using it for science. Or medicines. I don't know if you heard the news about that recently, but I'm very disgusted about it. In my family, we honor children. Children is a blessing from the Lord. That's what the Bible says. They're not made for people's gratification. The Lord wants children to grow and have a good life. And have good parents. And maybe they don't, but in the end, they could be a good parent. Praise the Lord. Let me pray. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to touch each one who hear this story. Father God, about the love of money. And Lord, we ask that you will change our hearts. Bring us back to you, Father God, that we can participate in your kingdom, the kingdom of God. The King of righteousness, the King of godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. We thank you, Lord. Put those qualities in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.